strong, keep holding on. I can't sleep without you here in my arms. And if you find you're feeling all alone, hope you know that I'm just one call. I message you, I talk to you, I break all the rules, yeah. I ain't gonna lose, yeah. I break all the rules to fight for you. Eat my bayou, dozen roses, but I got you 24. Shout out to Kobe, baby, know that I stay shooting for your heart. Go.
So, welcome to Age Gap, Y to Z.
Welcome to Age Gap 420 episode.
Happy 420.
Happy 420. You can even see the
smoke still maybe in the lenses.
Yeah, I see it. I feel like that 70s show when they're like,
but like
the podcast version. Wow, you're young.
Today we're going to be talking about a bunch of random stuff. I came up with a bunch of questions. Bryce came up with a bunch of questions that we're going to ask after.
After celebrating 420.
After celebrating 420.
Why are your
eyes? I was doing like obnoxious wink.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know how to wink.
You don't. You were just winking. Oh, wow. Like, this is making me so self-conscious.
Don't be self-conscious.
This is why I don't smoke and do things.
Well, today we are.
Yeah, we are.
First, you want to talk about... What do you want to talk about?
Well, probably the stuff that we wrote down. Age gap with weed. So, like...
So, okay, we were talking to people the other day, and we were talking about smoking. And you guys were like, oh, nah, because I'm so old, I get anxiety, bro.
Was that your impression of us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would workshop that.
And a few people were like.
What was that?
Like.
Oh, in agreeance? Yes.
Yeah.
And do we do the yoga, hold our tummy, hold our chest?
No.
Yeah, we were in agreeance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives me anxiety. I have anxiety right now way more than I normally would.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, if you would say describe anxiety, I would say weed.
No. But I don't get that anxiety, and you guys think that's because I'm young.
That could be one of the reasons, yeah. Or maybe you get it and you just don't. You're not like, I think as you get older, you become more in tune with things, how they make you feel in your body and thoughts.
Yeah,
and
I stopped eating things that make my stomach hurt.
That's the same thing.
When I got older.
Did you really?
Yeah, recently.
And you see them? Gosh, I still eat things that make my stomach hurt.
I'm like, just not going to eat it. And I'm like, slay and eat. Like coffee. I just cut coffee.
That makes your stomach hurt?
Yeah, it made my stomach hurt so bad.
It just makes me have to poop.
I couldn't poop. It just my stomach would hurt.
Oh. Do you drink? I don't think you drink enough water.
No one cares about my water intake.
No.
Okay, let's get into the question.
Okay, age gap with the weed. Okay, it gives us, also we're older, it gives us anxiety because it used to be like super taboo and frowned upon and like illegal. So
wait,
like,
that probably makes so much sense.
Yeah. Even right now, it doesn't feel like I should be doing this.
That's like me when I'm in big group gatherings. I get scared the police are going to come in like COVID times. Like when they were like, you can't have more than 10 people there.
And people used to come and do that?
Yes.
Where?
In college.
You guys were still partying?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I went to Ole Miss, and it was like...
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was like COVID happened in March, and we were partying in, like, August.
Yeah, that was, like, in the middle of the pandemic.
No, I remember, because I just turned 21 over the summer, so I was like, finally, I don't have to worry about cop bus at parties. Like, I'm never going to get in trouble for drinking. And then... I, sure enough, go to a party and the cops come and we all go running out the back into the forest like scared in the rain that the cops were going to catch us.
Did they catch you?
No, we ran away. But it was literally like a herd of people sprinting down the street.
That's hilarious.
Then why aren't you laughing?
Because I'm, 'cause it gives me anxiety. Because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, that gives me something.
No,
like,
I was so scared.
And you're like, were you wearing heels?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I was wearing sneakers.
Yeah, it's Ole Miss.
No, Ole Miss actually people dress up.
Yeah,
but like,
of course.
I was just going to a house party.
Yeah.
No, like on like a Saturday night. If that was going to the bar, I'd wear a wedge.
You wouldn't have been running through the rain with that.
I remember for some reason I was barefoot.
Gosh, this is getting more and more country as we go. Gosh.
Also, that night I caught a bunch of food on fire in the oven at that house.
You did?
Yes, I have a video. I probably will insert it. And the guy had like to get in it your out, Snapchat? And I was like, "Yeah." And I videoed it. It was literally such a big fire. It was so funny.
That's not funny.
No, but it was like.
I'm so glad you don't do stuff like that anymore. Oh. If you tried to film me on like the.
I do still film stuff for entertainment. Yeah,
you filmed after you. Yeah, let's not get it. Like, anyways, that gives me anxiety.
You're so weird.
What?
Like, why do you keep on?
Because it's just. I don't know. Probably because I'm a millennial and I'm celebrating 420.
That's so funny. I don't even know if that's what we're supposed to say, if it'll get blocked. So if not, we're just going to sound like dorks.
No, I looked it up. You do not want to be explicit, especially on like YouTube.
Okay. Do you think that people are going to be rude that I was partying during COVID?
Oh, yeah. That's why it gave me anxiety, because I think ahead. That part
I was just a kid.
Yeah.
I was in college.
It's okay. Yeah, yeah. But that's why I was getting excited. I was like, oh, fuck.
I lost friends over it. A few LA, people stopped talking.
Of course. It was a huge thing. Yeah. I didn't party. I hung out and like, I mean, I hung out with like a select group of people, but like it was always like no more than like four of us. But I also lived in LA.
Yeah. So very different. I was in Mississippi. I kind of miss it sometimes.
I did go to a protest though, which was counterproductive and intuitive of like the COVID situation.
Anyways, moving on, because that's like depressing.
Yeah.
Do you want to start doing the questions?
Yeah. Also, let's talk about how like your experience with the herb that's used in this. So like the first time you ever did it, or like one, or just any of the time. So one thing that stuck out to me is one of my schools I went to, we had off-campus lunches, so we would all like a group of us would just go and get high at lunch.
Oh my god.
And then go back to school high, which is really difficult.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't do well in school in high school.
Are you for real? How often would you do that?
Almost every day.
Are you serious? You would get high every single day?
Every school day. Like when I was a junior and senior, not junior and senior, but
oh my gosh, I literally, if someone had told me they had weed, I would literally run to the other side of the room.
Now look at you partying in COVID, ripping the bong. Fuck yeah, everyone at the party here, I'll hit it too. No. That's why you had like first wave of COVID. I didn't get it till it was like Omicron. Was that the second or third?
I literally got it turning 21. I went out like to a bottle service club or something on for like brunch.
Yeah, that thing we just got over was pretty serious too though.
Yeah, but it wasn't COVID. We like tested for it.
Yeah, it wasn't, but it was like long lasting weird virus I've never had before.
No, I literally lost my voice. I couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. I really, what What's was a your cool first story time?
For yours?
Oh, for me, I don't really have a cool story
or any kind of one that you think would be.
I just like smoked and
I mean, it wasn't cool that I went and smoked weed at lunch. Like, I hope that's not.
No, it wasn't cool. It just was like wild to get high every single day.
Not every day, but a lot of days.
No judgment for people to get high every day, but I'm just saying in high school to get high every single day going to lunch. It's so funny.
What's funny about that? And I used to, and then your eyes would be like, you know, red. So I'd put like eye drops in one eye and people would be like, dude, one of your eyes is really red. And I'm just like, yeah, I got poked in the eye wrestling class.
Every single day. I first celebrated 420 sophomore year.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I feel like a dork. But so my sophomore year, and I would do it not that often, just like with my friends and stuff. And then senior year, I remember vividly, we would go out to the bars and then we'd come back and then all my friends would be like lazy and go to bed and then I'd be like, I'm going back out. And like I'd go meet like my other friends out back at the bars.
When was this in college?
Yeah.
Was that when you, sophomore year was the first time?
Yeah.
How old? So you're like 20?
No.
19?
I think 18 was the first time I did.
18? You were a freshman when you were 17?
Mm-hmm.
In college?
Mm-hmm.
You were?
Yeah. because I'm young for my grade.
Oh. That's crazy.
Well, I was like 17 for half of it, 18 for the other half.
For sophomore?
Mm-hmm.
So you 18, were 16 19. When you were a freshman?
No, I was 17. 17, 18, freshman. Oh. 18, 19, sophomore.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Guys, I did not. Okay, let's talk about something interesting.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you your first question. Why is it called 420?
Because, really? Because it's on April 20th.
Well, yeah, but...
Boom, I nailed that one.
Wait, why? No, I seriously mean, why is it celebrated on April 20th?
See, that I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought you might. Oh. I thought it might be obvious and I just didn't know.
Yeah. I think it's from a movie and it was like 420 when they were high.
Anyways, if we don't know.
I don't know.
Move on. But TMS, it makes, TMS, but what it is. Why do I keep winking?
I don't know.
It makes me look stupid.
See, it makes you self-conscious, the weed.
Okay, no, you asked me a question.
See, that's...
No, I just think, like, in the last episode, I was winking, too.
What's your favorite scientific fact?
Why do you ask me these kind of questions?
Because I thought it was a fun one. I have a fun one.
What's your scientific fact?
That everything above lead came from a supernova type 2 explosion. Which means, like, gold, everything above lead came from a star exploding. So, like,
wait, really?
All the gold and silver and platinum and all the other elements that they find, yeah,
on cool. Earth.
So, like, when you have gold, it came from an exploding star. It's the only way they, like, it's the only way that it's possible to silver? Make that. You can't, like, create gold or silver. The only way it comes is from a star exploding. And it's a bigger star. It's a supernova type 2. So,
do
it's
we
like,
see stars explode now?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, we don't see them on, like, a telescope, but we observe them with, like, through the, I believe it's microwaves that we see them.
I don't have a scientific fact. I don't know, gravity?
That's a good one. And interesting, it kind of holds us on this round ball yeah. that's just hurtling through space at, like, really fast. I have a list of crazy scientific facts that I thought were funny.
Okay.
The first one, the majority of Earth's oxygen is produced by oceans. I didn't know that.
I didn't need to know it, though.
The stuff we're breathing comes mostly from the ocean. Like, why are you hating on my scientific facts? You're like, who's this fucking nerd? I didn't know I was hosting a podcast with a fucking nerd.
I doesn't didn't even know.
Say weed, fucking loser.
No. I feel like they you probably used to be cool.
They get back.
Smoke weed at lunch. Like you're like.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not fun.
You crack me up.
The human stomach can dissolve razor blades.
What?
Yeah. That's crazy, right?
So it can dissolve star. Because razor blades are made out of silver.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think they're made out of stainless steel, aren't they?
And that's not above lead.
They're made out of silver. I mean, steel could be an element. I think it might be, but it, just because it's an element doesn't. There's tons of elements that our stomach couldn't probably dissolve.
Well, that's cool. Do you have any more you want to share?
Because of the acid in our stomach. Bananas are radioactive.
I knew that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know these.
But I don't know what radioactive means. But I knew that.
No, I feel like you don't want to know what it means either.
What does it mean?
It means that it's releasing, I forget which part of the atoms it's releasing. I believe it's electrons or something's constantly shooting out of it. And you have to be careful because that one's not a strong one, but like a strong one goes through your DNA and damages it. And that's what mutates the cell. So that's why all those people near like, nuclear blasts and stuff were getting cancers, like crazy cancers.
Wait, because they were just breathed it in? Because
it's radioactive. And like some of these things that they're using in those bombs have like a half-life of thousands of years. So they're going to be radioactive for so long. like longer
than. And so if I even went on vacation there, then I would get it?
Yeah, I think some of those areas you can't even go to. I mean, a lot of that stuff gets dissipated in the explosion, so, but it stays like radioactive for a long time in those areas.
That's crazy. They ruin part of the earth.
There's some people that think that aliens came home and warned the governments to stop blowing up nukes because it was affecting the Earth's atmosphere and stuff.
Oh, shoot.
It's like one of those deep YouTube things. Oh, there's one more.
Okay.
That's good. Animals use Earth's magnetic field to know their location. Like salmon and sea turtles, they believe are able to sense the magnetic field of the Earth.
How do they know that?
Because of how they respond to stuff. There are pieces of evidence showing that some animals, like sea turtles and salmon, can sense the Earth's magnetic fields and use it for navigation.
I didn't listen to that one.
That's okay.
Water. That's enough facts.
Okay. There's some cool ones, though.
Okay. One of my questions is, what would your TED Talk be about? But I think now we know. Star space science.
I don't think so. I don't know enough about those topics to do a TED Talk on them.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's your turn to ask me a question.
What's your spirit animal?
A unicorn.
No, you have to pick a real animal.
No, because unicorns.
No, you can't. Have
glitter.
It's a mythical creature.
And pink. And I really like that they're always super girly and they fart glitter.
You do not fart glitter. You fart like...
I don't want to talk about my farts.
You fart like a fucking gas chamber. I'm like, the Germans back doing what they...
But just like glitter, they linger.
Oh, they linger. They're staying...
Just like glitter.
They're staying in the air.
I am a unicorn.
You're a beautiful unicorn, but what's your spirit animal?
A unicorn.
If you had to pick a non-mythological animal, what would it be?
Probably a really rich person's Pomeranian.
All right. Cool.
What do you got for me?
What a spirit animal. Gosh, you know what that just gave me?
What?
Anxiety.
Oh.
No, well, why? Because I'm thinking about my wallet in the future. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Well, we gotta get this podcast out of the living
room.
We're
working on it.
I'm glad I'm doing a podcast with you.
Me too. Oh, okay. I have a question for you. There's this podcast that I listen to. It's called We Bend at Acme. And the girl
that... I saw that on the list.
Really?
That's a relationship podcast too, right?
Yeah, I listen every week.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know the guy that edits it, actually.
Oh, it's like one of the top ones.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. Lindsay Metzler.
Okay.
I forget her new last name. She just got married. Anyways, she has all these dating rules. And one of them is don't have more than 2 drinks on the first date.
Great.
One of them is don't have sex on the first date.
That's nice.
One, I forget the third one, but the fourth one is controversial, and I want your opinion.
Oh.
So
my high opinion.
Yeah.
Let me preface that. This might... Okay.
Okay, so she says that you shouldn't send a thank you text the next day to the guy for the date, for first date.
I think you should... See, I think that... No, I think you should send the text whenever you feel like it. And that, I think that belief comes from like she maybe eagerly texted like an avoidant guy that she really thought she hit it off with or something and then never heard from him again. And was like, oh, it was that text the next day is what I think that might come from.
So she sees it as don't send the text the next day because it looks eager on your part and it makes you look like too, because you're like, you already thanked him on the date.
Yeah.
And maybe you got home that night and you texted him, thank you. But she thinks like it's like a, oh my gosh, he hasn't texted me yet. So you say like, kind of like when you send happy birthday to your ex that you're trying to get back together with. And it's like, oh, but it was their birthday. Of course I had to talk to him. It's like using thank you as like a scapegoat instead of saying something interesting.
I could see that as a theory. I just think that maybe there's just, yeah.
Like let him text you.
So if you are going through that, I think it's like that's like a dating game or tactic. But like, all of them are really, that's what it all is. Like, it's all like learning those things, I think. Like, guys do all the, like, we go to the gym, we learn how to be confident, and it's all to, like, ultimately get you the best possible mate for who you are.
Yeah.
I think biologically.
So you do think you should send a thank you text, or no? Just say thank you on the date and then let the guy reach out to you again and ask you out himself.
I mean, I think, I don't know because I haven't tested the theory. My instinct says I would just do the text because of my values. I would follow. I probably wouldn't even have waited the whole, like, I would have just, if it was early enough, I would have just sent it that night. I'm like, yo, thank you for the date. I had fun.
That's fine.
But like, it's, I think it's just being, that's where I'm at in my life. But I used to do stuff like that. But like, at the end of the day, it's just being real. Like, you wanted a date, like, these are just kind of like games and tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Not games, but like, they're tactics. And they might be effective, but I don't know. I'll just be genuine. Not like, oh my God, you're the freaking coolest person I've ever hung out with. Like, I'm not going to be like eager.
Yeah.
But I would just be like, but I don't have, I don't know, because we always pay for the first date anyway.
Yeah. So, like, no, but if a girl reached out to you and was like,
it wouldn't affect.
Thank you on the date. Thank you that night. And then thank you again the next day.
Thanked me in person that night.
Thanked you in person that night. Texted you that night. And then texted you again the next day. Thanks again.
I like to just follow up. I don't know. That's me, though. Mm-hmm. Not like hit him with anything else. I would send that and not say anything for a few days. But it's the guy's job to court the woman.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think a thank you would distray him from courting. Like, I mean, if.
It's interesting.
But maybe. Would you agree with that then?
I do.
Yeah?
Because I think it's kind of like desperate.
To thank somebody? To genuinely thank them?
You've already thanked them, though. Remember me? You haven't texted me yet. Why haven't I heard from you? Thank you again. Hi.
It's the next day. You obviously don't expect them to have texted that soon after.
That's what it's giving. Then why is the girl texting that soon after? It's giving desperate.
I could see how some might perceive it as that. And I could, I understand.
I wonder if we could go back in our text and figure out who texted first after our first date.
I'm sure it was me.
Ooh, we should go back and read those. I want to know what you said.
Well, we can't look at your phone.
Nope.
Okay, that's another episode.
Okay, you.
Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite munchies?
Oh my gosh, I have that on here. But, the other night I discovered my new favorite.
What is it?
You can make one serving of eggless cookie dough.
Why can you only make one?
No, but, like, I figured a recipe out to make one serving. So just, like, a spoon of cookie dough.
And that's your new favorite munchies?
Mm-hmm.
One spoon of cookie dough?
We can't have, like, a lot. That's too much sugar.
Yeah.
And then, but what I always make before that, I have, what's the salt and butter pickles? What are those pickles?
I don't know. Oh, like sweet pickles?
Sweet pickles and cheese.
That is the most disturbing thing I've ever heard of. Sweet pickles and cheese?
Yeah, but I wouldn't eat them together.
I feel like that's a song.
And sometimes
sweet
the cheese
pickles
is,
and cheese.
It's whatever form the cheese is in your fridge. So if it's grated, you're eating grated cheese. If it's a block, you're not cutting it. You're literally eating the block of cheese. Or if it's cut or already, then you eat the cut up slices.
And you're just taking a bite of a pickle, taking a bite of the cheese? That is some savage shit right there.
It's the best.
I've never seen you do that.
In bed.
In bed? That is just disturbing.
Watching TV.
What are you watching?
Probably Grey's Anatomy.
If you wrote the pickles and cheese song, how would it go?
I can't sing.
Just do
pickles and cheese. Pickles and cheese are my favorite munchies.
Was that the song you would expect in the background too?
No. I was imagining more like a Kim Petras moment, but I can't give that.
Oh.
Because I can't sing like that, and so I just went with like country.
Oh, she'd be like, you better give me that pickles and cheese, pickles and cheese. You know.
Her times.
She would turn it all sexual for sure. Okay. I have one.
Okay. No, you didn't say your favorite high snack, though.
Oh, yeah. Probably like burger and then an ice cream after. Like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pickles and cheese got a better reaction for sure. Okay. Hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
What if you found out I was smoking weed every night and just didn't tell you and I was putting eye drops in?
I would be mad.
You would?
Yeah, because you make me feel weird for smoking a lot.
You don't smoke a lot.
Not really, but you're like, oh, did you just smoke? I'm like...
I mean, I think if you're smoking every day, that's an issue.
Yeah, but I don't. So if I found out you were smoking every day and you didn't invite me, I would be so mad.
If I didn't invite you, I was like, babe, you just smoke a lot of weed and I didn't have the money to cover your weed expense.
I would cover my own.
I'm just kidding. Hang. All right. One more hypothetical.
Okay.
What if we found out I had 3 kids all at the like same time, but like from different moms?
I wouldn't be okay with that.
You would just leave
me? I would literally be so upset.
All right, we just found out.
How old are the kids?
8, 12, and 17.
Oh, I still would be upset. 17?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I didn't know.
I'm scary close to your daughter's age.
Well, I didn't think about it like that.
I think I have the same age gap with your daughter that I have with you, or less of an age gap. 4 plus 3?
Less.
Yeah. It's literally half of our age, yeah. 7? No.
It's not half. We're at 11.
That's 12 right now.
All
right.
So we found out. I'm sorry, babe. I don't know why, like, how does this happen? Like, 3 out of nowhere?
I think you knew.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How would I know?
How would you not know?
They didn't tell me.
You told me they wouldn't take your sperm when you tried to donate.
They wouldn't. These are real women that I guess I just was such a... crazy partier. They're like, I don't want this guy anywhere near my kid. And now they see me.
Because I would never see you like that. So now I'm concerned if I want you near our future children.
I didn't leave our new children.
We're leaving them now.
You're not going to be their stepmom?
No.
Not even one of them?
No.
What if one of them's cool?
No way.
You would not be like this.
You don't think so?
I think you'd be more understanding. If I genuinely didn't know I had kids and all of a sudden found out I did.
I guess so, but I wouldn't want to see the women.
Okay, let's more realistic. There was just one. And he came when he was like, finally could, when he's like 15.
I would be so jealous.
Really?
Yeah.
Of the kid?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you would be hanging out with the kid. Be like, babe, like, I'm sorry, I'm his dad. Like, I missed the first 15 years of his life. No, I'd be like, what the heck? We're supposed to hang out.
Okay. What? You're jealous of my son?
Yeah.
You can hang out with us, too.
I don't want to hang out with that kid. He's annoying.
His mom sucks. I used to be annoying too, babe. We gotta, like, kids are in, like, that age. He'll grow out of it.
Like I'm pregnant.
Okay. We'll raise him too.
Her.
Her too.
Them. Twins.
Well, guys, this has been
fun.
Fun. I won't only do this like once a year.
Yeah.
If that.
Maybe not again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways. Thank you guys for listening. Follow, share, like, subscribe. Send it to your friends. Send it to your grandma. I send it to mine.
Send it.
My name. What's my Instagram? @AndySharp_ @BrysonBanksComedy and AgeCap. Why does it eat?
Pause.
Sleep without you hearing my voice. And if you find you feeling all alone, hope you
You know that I'm just one call. I message you, I talk to you, I break all the rules, yeah. I ain't gonna lose, yeah. I break all the rules to fight for you. Eat my bayou, dozen roses, but I got you 24. Shout out to Kobe, baby, know that I stay shooting for your heart.